Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, and then we have someone here. I won't give her name. Filling us in on the sex club.
Oh,
I don't know if one in Lincoln or one in Wichita.
What's your name?
There's one in Omaha.
Oh, yeah?
There's a club in Omaha.
That requires somebody's house
membership. No, I think it's like a place of business. It's like a dungeon.
All right.
I don't know. It requires a membership. Couples and ladies are as well as single men, but I believe there's a limit on how many single men can join.
Yeah, what's
not join?
Oh, we got booze. Can I bring in booze? And get us in. Nebraska Brewing Company.
Show up with the six booze. Pack.
Yeah, I got a six pack. I got a six pack. A six pack of Pilsner. I got a six-pack of Pilsner. Can I come on in?
She continues.
I'll wear my mask.
I'm here for the orgy.
I am not in a position to buy a membership because it's quite expensive, but I will probably visit sometime soon as a guest and be sure to give you a full rundown. My understanding.
Well, she'll get laid then, right?
Yeah, it is very nice. Well, she could, or she could just observe. There are a lot of rules in the lifestyle. I don't know the rules.
I don't know if I'd be even allowed to go watch. If I told my wife, just for purposes of the show, I'm like, can I go watch?
I don't know that you...
I might rub myself in the bathroom.
As a dude, could just go watch.
You're going to be doing that anyway.
Good point.
I think you'd have
here, to... Here, I do that here.
You'd have to bring a woman, maybe like your wife.
Yeah, can you both just... You don't have to... Oh, it is consensual, so you don't have to have sex with anybody. But you just stand in the corner and cuck like that guy did, the ranger did with you a couple years back?
That was with a C.
Yeah.
I suppose. I don't know the rules.
All right.
But imagine you'd have to ask somebody before going to Fist City.
You might even have to get their permission if you wanted to watch.
Close your
face and stay. I'm singing this song. If you don't want to go to Fist City. I'm walking in with that. That's my intro music.
You get a boombox and a six pack.
Or a guy with a guitar.
Yeah.
And he's just singing. Yeah.
More than likely, I'd yell.
Nice beaver.
and I'm guessing, Todd, if they're going at it in the middle of some room where a bunch of people are at, they have to understand somebody's going to be watching.
Or maybe they have the option to close the door.
Yeah, they could.
I don't know. Again, this is something I know nothing about.
Wouldn't it suck? You went there as a single dude and still didn't get laid. You went to a sex club.
I'm in the club.
You know, I mean, if you ever watch those shows on HBO, it's called Real Sex. They just did different stories about some sort of sex situation. You know, there were clubs, there were naked, there was just a bunch of different stuff. But one of them always had to do with, once in a while they'd visit a sex club in Europe. And everybody in these clubs were gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't think it happens in a lot of clubs, so-called sex clubs.
Yeah. I'm sure.
I think there's a lot of T-shirt sex.
Yeah. Well, they're not all hideous.
And that's probably just on the chicks.
Well, I'm sure you could find that in...
of course it's not all hideous. They're probably regular people that have sex. That's hot,
too. I'm sure you could find the all-gorgeous people ones in, like, L.A. and New York.
That's what I mean.
Miami.
This was like, these are big, cute... Prague had one. Yeah. I remember watching these shows, yeah.
You could find them in this
country. But once again, if you're in there, then you're the slob. And you're going, nobody wants to bag me because I'm not the hot dude, you know? I'm not the 25-year-old dude ripped.
Well, eventually everybody runs out of options.
Yeah, maybe. Or you go to a sex club and said, everybody said no to sex club.
That would be depressing.
Yeah.
Well, if you have to apply for membership and stuff, I'm sure they don't have like a bunch of like trolls walking around.
Yeah, that sounds like they're actually screening people.
Yeah.
And they charge you enough or it'll weed out a lot of people.
Well, thanks for sharing. We appreciate that.
I wonder if you have to get tested.
What's your name?
I'm not going to give that.
Oh, for everything, not just COVID, you mean?
Well, yeah, like have a STD screen.
Your latest STD screen, right? Yeah.
Don't know.
Puss said you didn't. Okay.
It's like, hi, I brought booze and AIDS to the sex club.
Well,
in the morning.
Just leave the booze right there and please go.
Right.
Sex club info on two.
Uh-oh. Is it Roger?
No. No, it's a female.
Oh.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Sarah. Do you belong to a sex club or have you been to one?
I have been to one many times.
What city, can you say?
I actually was in California.
Oh, okay. California, okay. You live in California to this right now?
No, I live in Lincoln, Nebraska now.
Okay, so when you were in California, how'd you get involved? How'd you find out about the sex club?
Okay, so my husband was in the Marine Corps and he wanted to deploy, and there's a lot of issues with people cheating when you go on the road or whatever when the guys deploy.
Jody.
So he was like,
yep. Jody's, right? Yeah. People.
And he said, how about if we do this? We're going to go to this club. So we went together a couple of times, and he's like, and then if you need to do your thing while I'm gone, just come here, because then I don't have to worry about there being an emotional attachment or anything like that.
Oh, so he gave you the... was he allowed to go get laid when he was deployed then?
Well, as long as he wrapped it up, yeah.
Okay, got it. That's why he took it.
How could I say no to his, one of those episodes?
Yeah, well, actually, if he gave you the go-ahead, so you went there without him then once?
I went once.
So did you pick one guy out and just have sex with that guy that night?
Well, you kind of have it wrong. Okay, so first of all, single man can get in, but there is a limit. Couples are always welcome, and single women, of course, don't even have to pay to get in. They can just walk.
Of course they can.
Of course not.
You do bring your own booze. So, and they have like a bartender that you give them your booze, they give you a ticket, and then you go and get your drinks. And it's kind of interesting because it's a whole huge club thing, and I'll keep this short and sweet because I realize we're on the radio. But,
No. That's why we want to keep you on. We got a woman talking about sex. You got about 2 hours now.
Elaborate.
We're on until 10. You got an hour and a half at least, and we'll call you later on if you want us to. So go ahead.
The way it works is you go in, and it is very consensual. You guys are right. You have to have consent. So there's rooms that have glass walls where you can literally, there's people writhing around, and you can just stand there and watch.
Got it.
There's a spot, and it's all very, I hate to say, it's labeled. Like, this is where you can go if you want to join in, and this is where you can go if you want to watch. And
Got
then
it.
They had one room that had bunk beds, and the bottom bunk beds had curtains so you could close up. So then you were doing your private thing. If
Got
you
it.
Were on the top bunk bed, then you could do your thing, and everyone else on the top bunk beds were all banging away, too. And they could watch you, which was kind of creepy when the wrong...
Okay, I got that.
Yeah, can't you blame him?
Some dude take care of himself watching you.
Yeah,
I don't blame the guy either. It's kind of creepy. How creepy do you think it is, actually? All right, so how many times did you go there?
We went there a total of 6 times. Like, one time we were doing our thing, and this girl walked up, and she didn't even talk to my husband. She was like, I think you're really beautiful. I would love to join you guys. And my husband, of course, was like, oh, come on, babe.
Right.
And so we did our thing, and that was fine. We also, and I recommend this to anyone who goes to a club with a partner, is have your ground rules set ahead of time.
Right.
This is what we are going to do. This isn't what we are going to do. Like, the first time we went, we agreed we weren't going to mess with anybody else. It was just going to be us and the experience.
Got it.
And then after that, we were a little bit more open to things. So.
Now, did you ever jump in the writhing room with everybody by yourself?
No, that was a little bit above my pay grade.
I was going to say, because I was wondering, that's where I was wondering where people would say, I mean, if you, obviously, without getting too graphic, you're getting something done to you, and then there's other parts of your body, somebody might be coming at you with something, and you're going to, and you have to say, no. So I got this. You didn't want the orgy part of it, did you?
That was, I think, for people that were a little more experienced into this. And like I said, my husband and I had an agenda going into this thing, was right. This is what we were doing for our marriage and our, because we love each other. So the other thing I want to tell you is they have condoms everywhere, which is amazing. You can literally, there's bowls of condoms, wall things, dispensers with condoms everywhere, which was really cool. They had hot tubs. Everyone was sitting around naked. That's like the first thing you see when you walk in is a bunch of naked people just hanging out in the hot tub.
Lube? Was there plenty of lube?
There was lube everywhere as well. Okay.
Now, you're in California. Was everybody fairly slim, or were some big people in that group of people? Whatever you're into, I don't really care about it. Was it all in shape people, or people of all shapes and sizes?
No, it was very selective. It was the beautiful people.
Got it.
Oh, that sounds sweet. I wasn't saying it like that. But yes, there wasn't a bunch of fat, hairy men just walking around wanking off the whole entire time. No, it was...
Ah, damn it.
and the room groans.
Yeah.
So how'd you get to Lincoln from California? Obviously, are you still together, by the way, you and your husband?
No, and he was from here. No, he brought me to this god-awful state, and we got divorced.
Oh.
We survived Desert Storm in Somalia, but we couldn't survive in Nebraska.
Okay. But you're stuck here because you got kids here or what? What's the deal?
No, it's the black hole. You can't get out of here once you get here.
We hear you. I'm not going to argue that. It's the black hole. Are you totally single now? Or are you seeing somebody that?
Why are you asking?
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Wow.
All right. Well, you have to say, well, we're all kind of hairy over here.
We're thinking about starting a club.
And we need one girl to show up. Hey, what's your first
exclusive?
You feel free to give us your first name so I can say thank you.
Quote unquote, Sarah.
Quote unquote, Sarah. Sarah, please call back. We love you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Right. Have a great day, guys. Love Bye.
All right. Take care. Well, that's some good insight.
How you doing? Yeah. How you doing?
We love people who share.
Yeah. That's what she said. Not a lot of fat, hairy guys walking around. The whole room.
Like, oh, son of a...
The black hole.
Like, that's what I always figured.
I wasn't going to argue with
that
her on
that. That sucks you in.
It's tough to get out. We'll keep paying you if you stay. Oh, I guess
okay.
So. I guess so.
Yeah, Somalia was fine, but Lincoln, whoa.
She went the whole state, though.
Right.
She hammered the whole state, you know. I love that her husband, they split up, though.
I think it was a smart agreement, though. If he's deployed, like, knowing that she's still going to have needs and
knowing he wasn't going to trust her, too. I mean, it sounds like. I mean, they were not going to. You're right, because a lot of military people are really, really young when they get married, and that happens all the time.
Yeah, then you're gone for a year, year
right.
and a half, just hoping for the best.
And the sex drive when both of those people at that age is through the roof, you know. So I see what he did it for, but also he also got some side action, too. Think about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that sounds like
that. Then if he goes on, if he's in Korea for a year and he calls her back, where were you at last night? Where were you at last night? The sex club, the sex club, the sex club, the sex club.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to, man.
I was allowed to go.
And hey, they give me a punch card. What am I supposed to do? All right.
And, you know, we didn't ask her about her, but obviously she had to be a good-looking lady because she was just, not being rude, she was just saying in California, most of the people that walked through the door were all good-looking people.
Well, the club may have been selective, too.
Well, mm-hmm. I think it might have been where she was, too. It might have been a place where everybody stayed in shape. You know, and now she, guys pulling up big red sweatshirts and her belly's coming out of them, you know.
Yeah.
In Lincoln.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's couples that show up and, like, one of them's attractive enough to get into the club and the other's not.
Yeah. Well, the girl's getting in no matter what because they want
the
more
dude's
women.
Gonna be
they
the one
want more women
away.
In there, right? More women in there. Why are you asking? We're thinking of starting a club. We got five dudes signed up, no chicks yet.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. 9.5 Toad Luke is back.
Uh-oh. Nick, say hi.
No, we're good. No, Nick, you're okay right here.
Right.
She won't be later, but that's a whole other So I think we touched on this before, and I talked, you know, when I talked to you guys in the past, when I was in the military, down in Georgia, we loved it when other units got deployed because their wives were in the club.
Yeah.
And, you know, this guy's in Kuwait for 6 months. I hate to be that guy, but goddamn.
Yeah.
Your husband's in Kuwait for 6 months, or he's in Korea for a year, or, you know, he's where else. And that was the hottest time. That's the only time we really went to the bars, is when we knew units was deployed. Because
I would think that would women, I think that would stop guys from wanting to get married at that age. Obviously, you weren't married back in those days.
No, oh hell no. Not just no, but oh hell no. When you get a divorce in the military, it ain't nothing nice. I mean, I think it's a lot worse than what happens out in the civilian world. But, Yeah, it's a lot of, it's just like college almost. You're just running around banging anything that moves.
Yeah, all right.
And, you know, you guys.
Now, hold on, did this ever happen, though, in that community? When the guy comes back, somebody told that dude, hey, Luke was taking care of your wife, or somebody else taking care of your wife?
No, I kind of stayed away from those. You know, I tried to stay away from those.
But the ones
that I was with, they were cool. But that, not to say that that didn't happen to everybody.
Yeah, you don't know.
Had to be a lot of fist fights when people got home, right?
It was. It was a lot of that, a lot of resentment. I mean, guys were coming back from deployments and their wives would be pregnant.
Oh! You
know, that type of stuff.
Oh, you can't hide that.
Dude, I've seen it all. I've seen it all. And like I said, it's unfortunate. I'm sorry I was part of the cycle, but, you know.
I do want to say thank you for serving in those clubs back in those days.
Yeah, no problem. You're welcome. And now I got two. And now I only got two clubs I serve in, my home and Nick's mom's house.
See? There it is. He's like, oh, you're fine.
There it is.
Have a good weekend, boys.
All right. See you, brother.
Joshua,
I knew that wasn't true.
Joshua checking in from Twitter. So, when are you guys going to give Sarah, in quotes, an offer to bring her on full time? We have no women on the show until Sarah. All right. Move over, Nick. You're still here. She's going to sit next to you. All right.
There's a bunch of booze.
Clean that to your wife.